I'm sitting on the balcony in my beach vacation, enjoying the view, looking out. I'm giving some thought to my life here while I get a little bit of rest. We're doing a little calibrating here, trying to lead with a view that's off into the horizon here, rather than grinding away on the beach. Language we've been using here as we're thinking about our lives and our leadership. Welcome to Chasing Greatness. I'm glad you're with us here for this episode. We've been thinking about some things that we have to know if we're really going to be great. And all week, if you've missed any of those episodes, go back and check them out. We talked about the first day you have to know where you came from and your values, your roots, maybe some things you didn't have that you're trying to make a change there. And then we need to know what got us where we are. Our choices really were the key a couple days ago. And then yesterday we talked about really setting our course on where we're going. What's our target, our priority, our focus, our goal? However you said that, I hope you spent some time thinking about that. Well, today I want us to go back and remind ourselves why we're going to this place that we've set. Like, why is that our target? And I ran across a word that in the midst of this season of busy, a lot of travel, a lot of events, we're working with all kind of organizations. It's been a lot of fun, but I've been on an airplane a lot lately. I found myself out in public more, and it's so easy when we just get busy to lose sight of why we're doing what we're doing. And I ran across the word vocation, and I love this word. It's a as you think about your job, do you have a job or do you have a vocation? Now, there's a difference. Let's talk about that for a second here, because I think it's going to give us a clue to why we're doing what we're doing, or it should give us an opportunity to consider that. I'm sitting here looking over this water. They got guys out there on jet skis on the water, and it'd be nice if we could just play all the time. I mean, everybody's having a good time, it looks like, out there. I'm trying to get a little bit of work done here. This is basically all I'm doing for the week, is just a little bit of content here. But other than that, I'm doing a lot of playing this week. It'd be nice if this was our lives, but I don't think you can play every day. I think you do have a job, and hopefully your job is not a job. Hopefully it is a vocation. Again, there's a difference. Let's talk about it. So a vocation, it comes from a word all the way back in the 1400s, which don't think a lot about words from the 1400s much anymore, but it's a 15th century idea here. And the word vocation literally meant a calling. And it was a spiritual calling in the 15th century. They understood that God had made them, they're created, they've been given life, been given opportunity to add value, and there's this spiritual deal going on with our work. It was the first time they started thinking about this and understanding it this way, or talked about it that way with this language of vocation. And when you think about why you're doing what you're doing, or knowing why you're going, let's go back to our language yesterday. We said we need to know where we're going. Why are you going there? Why does it matter? And as you think about your job, you think about your career, I'll just tell you, for me, I'm going to get on an airplane again here in a few days, going to the West Coast, and got some events out there. And I'm reminding myself that I'm actually going, and I'm not just representing me, I'm representing God. Now, that may sound crazy to you, but what I mean by that is He's given me gifts and abilities. And if I'm going to correctly steward my life, I need to think about that I'm not just representing me. I've got an opportunity to make things better for the people around me and use the talents I have and the things that I've been given. And the same thing's true for you. No matter what you're doing, you can be working in the legal system, you can be working in the medical field, you can be working in sports. Whatever you got going on, your calling is to use your gifts, your talents, to make the people around you better, to create value to them. And I love that. I love that mindset that our job, it doesn't have to be a job. It can be a calling. It can be actually a spiritual opportunity for us. Remember last week we spent time talking about spiritual disciplines, and I would argue that our job can be a place where we can add spiritual value, and it actually can profit our souls if we get this right. And so your calling, when you think about your job, has it just become a job? Are you just going through the motions? What would happen? I mean, at one point you loved this opportunity. You took the job anyway. I mean, why would you take a job if you thought, I'm going to hate this? I don't think you would do that. At one point you loved that. You're excited about it. And maybe you just kind of lost your heart. Go back to our stop sign we talked about even a couple of days ago. We get to a point, if we're not careful, if we lose perspective. We become, what do we say, bored, tired, disillusioned. It's so easy to lose our perspective here. What would happen if you flipped the script back and you said, you know what, I'm going to show up and I'm going to really try to help people win? That's another reason why we're going. We're helping other people win. And I love this opportunity we have every day to add value to the people around us, to make their lives better. And when we do, I think that's what makes us a winner, really do. So let's don't lose sight of why we're going. You may even think about you're representing your family, you're representing your brand, your company, whatever. There's lots of other reasons why we're doing what we're doing. One of them, obviously, is you're trying to make money to, you know, stay alive and it's so you can live indoors. And I mean, that's all great. But I think if we have a bigger why, if we have a bigger reason for why we're doing what we're doing, we really have a chance to change our mindset toward our work. It can be a calling. It was back in the 14th century. There's no reason it can't be today. Let's get locked in on how we can use our gifts, talents, abilities to make the lives of those around us better. And not only it'd be good for you, I think you actually get blessed from heaven. It becomes a spiritual deal when you steward your life correctly. And I don't know anything more that you can do than live your life in a way that brings pleasure to the one who created you, brings pleasure to you, and it adds value to the people around you. All right, I hope you'll keep adding value to the people around you. One of the ways might be to share this episode. Maybe you know somebody who's lost their heart or lost perspective at work. They've gotten a little bit upside down in their perspective. You might could encourage them today by sharing this episode and just telling them that you're cheering for them. Love you guys. We'll be back tomorrow. One more thing, or a couple more things we need to know if we're going to chase greatness. We're going to share those with you as we continue this conversation. All right. Love you guys.